What if you never had to do another job interview or submit a resume again? Basically, your work would speak entirely for itself. It's not so far-fetched. The San Francisco-based company Guild uses complex algorithms to discover talented programmers. The idea is that crunching a lot of data would find people who might be overlooked by traditional recruiting and hiring criteria, things like where you worked before or where you went to school. Joining us from KQED in San Francisco are two Guild employees, co-founder Shiroi Desai and chief scientist Vivian Ming. And Shiroi, this was your idea to hire people based on data rather than references or where they went to school. Was the impetus for that, you know, that you had a problem trying to fill a position from the usual suspects?
My co-founder and I started this about a year and a half ago, and it came from direct experiences both of us had trying to hire programmers. And what we found through our direct experience is some of the best programmers we'd worked with did not have some of these credentials that employers look for. But we found equally qualified developers coming from colleges and campuses that you'd never heard of. Our theory was that there was very little correlation between what someone had studied or where they worked, and there was more of a correlation between the work that they actually had done in the past. So that's what got us to explore this area.
So, Dr. Ming, what are the markers traditionally that employers use to rank potential programmers that you find problematic?
Well, most of them have to do, and I don't think they're going to be surprising, most of them have to do with where you went to school, your work history. So it's not going to be a big shock that the easiest way to get an interview at a top high-tech firm is to say, come from MIT or Stanford. And, have worked at another high-end, high-tech firm. The problem isn't that those aren't potentially qualified candidates. The problem is that it doesn't actually speak to their work, and it doesn't address the mass of other people that are out there. So our own internal research indicates that there's probably 10 to 100 times as many qualified candidates for every one of those highly credentialed individuals.
There are other organizations that have done some version of what Guild does. I'm thinking about the movie Moneyball, where the Brad Pitt character relies on data to pick players for his Oakland baseball team because it didn't have the money to recruit the top players. And that really rankled the old-timers on the management and hiring side who had always relied on gut instinct to find good players. Is that something you've experienced, that kind of pushback or resentment?
Well, it does happen. We are trying to change behavior here. So what we are going and telling organizations is places where you've made decisions based on a smaller set of data or where you've made decisions more based on gut need to be replaced by trusting a computer running very sophisticated algorithms. So, yes, there is some change management that needs to be done.
And Vivian, as the chief scientist, you are basically the one who organizes the data, or I assume oversees the organization of the data. How does Guild work in terms of what data you're looking for and that you're trying to quantify?
With developers, we're really interested in grounding everything in their real-world work. So that means open source code that they've written and have available online for us to analyze. And we are using that to help promote them to our customers. So this isn't showy interview type. It's really proving yourself to the other engineers and using that to prove yourself to potential employers.
Shiroi Desai, again, you're Guild's co-founder. Does this mean that some programmer who just spends most of his or her time in his bedroom coding could get a call out of the blue from Guild one day saying, we've been reading your code and following you on these coding websites, and we think you'd be great to work for us?
Well, certainly. And, we have, in fact, had that case. We found one of our developers using our algorithms, and here was this guy in L.A. who came up as the top Ruby on Rails developer in the Los Angeles area.
Ruby on Rails?
Yes, it's a programming language used to build websites. Very popular right now. And what was interesting about Jade, who we detected, is that he never went to college, taught himself how to code, was totally off the radar of any of these large companies because he didn't have these traditional markers.
So in so many ways, this sounds like the ideal way to find the perfect employee. But computer programming is very quantifiable in some ways. What about a position like a teacher or even a radio producer here in our world? I mean, these are more intangible qualities that can't really be determined by data. Or do you think that everything can be quantified?
So, you know, there's obviously challenges with different types of professions. And so part of what I've come in to do here is to be able to look very broadly at someone's online life and predict from that what they do and don't know, what they're good at and what they're not.
She's now starting to look at this footprint way beyond just these sites. She's looking at what someone says about themselves on their LinkedIn profile and what are they doing on sites like Twitter or even on their blogs. And through that, being able to predict what skill sets they possess and what are they good at.
So we've developed a platform which, while it's focused on developers right now, can actually be generalized very broadly. And what it amounts to is finding those cues that are indicative of who is a great radio producer, who is a great designer, a great salesperson.
What about, though, qualities like how well someone works with a team or how well they take direction? Because obviously you can be a brilliant programmer, but a total nightmare to work with. Shiroi, do you want to weigh in on that one?
You know, each company is different. Each environment is different. Are you looking for someone who's going to work with a team? Are you looking for someone who's going to be an individual contributor? We leave those judgments up to the company. So we are not trying to replace any human interaction in the hiring process. In fact, what we are trying to do is just make it way more efficient and take a lot of these biases out of the initial screening process. What we're trying to do is give this hiring manager five people, and all five are highly qualified, and then they can say, okay, I'm going to now choose the best person. That's what we want to do.
Shiroi Desai and Vivian Ming are with the San Francisco startup Guild, which helps companies hire talented but overlooked computer programmers. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you very much.
Now back to our coverage of the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. You may have seen some of the amateur video. Storm chaser Kevin Rolfs took some of it, and he told us that after the winds died down, he came across an unusual sight at a daycare center in a strip mall.
One of the strange things we saw at the daycare was a horse that was essentially sitting in the middle of the daycare in the strip mall debris. And it got up as we were trying to help the people. It was just a very odd situation. And we found out today that there was a pen of about 30 horses or so somewhere near the strip mall, and these horses were just everywhere.
Back in a minute, here and now.